Shaggy says fans have misunderstood it wasn't me all this time. Taylor Swift shares a special message marking Pride Month, and the Fugees reunite during Lauryn Hill's set at a Philly festival. It's Monday, June 5th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Shaggy says you've probably misunderstood his 2000 hit, It Wasn't Me, this whole time. It was a big misconception with that song, because that song is not a cheating song, he told people. It's an anti-cheating song. It's just that nobody listened to the record to the end. The song, which Shaggy wrote with Ricardo Dussent, Sean Pizzola, and Brian Thompson, was his first number one hit in the US and made the top 20 in Canada. In it, he declares, to be a true player, you have to know how to play. Shaggy said, most people are fixated on the titular refrain. It's a conversation between two people and you have one guy, which is me at that point, giving the bad advice. Like, yo, bro, how could you get caught? Just tell her it wasn't me. And the end, the guy says, I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reasoning and it makes no sense at all. I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You might think you're a player, but you're completely lost. Nobody hears that part. That's what the song says. Shaggy added, no one ever really buys into that and I keep explaining it to people. Then they go listen to it back and they're like, oh, dude, I totally missed that. Taylor Swift shared a special message on Friday to mark the beginning of Pride Month. During a break in her Eras Tour concert in Chicago, the pop superstar said, I'm looking out tonight, I'm seeing so many incredible individuals who are living authentically and beautifully, and this is a safe space for you. This is a celebratory space for you. Swift said she feels prideful to watch fans interact with each other while being so loving and so thoughtful and so caring. She referred to her 2019 hit, You Need to Calm Down, which includes lyrics like, control your urges to scream about the people you hate, cause shade never made anybody less gay. Swift noted, you guys are screaming those lyrics in such solidarity, in such support with one another, and in such encouraging, beautiful acceptance and peace and safety, and that I wish that everyone was safe and beautiful for people of the LGBTQ+ community. I really wish that. The singer mentioned harmful pieces of legislation across the US targeting LGBTQ+ people that cause pain for every ally, every loved one, every person in these communities, and urged her fans to make educated voting decisions. We can support ourselves as much as we want during Pride Month, but if we're not doing the research on these elected officials, are they advocates? Are they allies? Are they protectors of equality? Fugees reunited for the second time in 2 years this past weekend, but this was likely the last time they would perform together for a while. During her headline set at the Roots Picnic in Philadelphia on Saturday, Lauryn Hill brought out her fellow Fugees Wyclef Jean and Pras. The trio, which officially split up in 2006, performed six songs including How Many Mics, Ready or Not, Killing Me Softly, and Fugee Law. Fugees previously got together in 2021 for a show in New York City to help a 12-city reunion tour that was later scrapped. In April, Pras was found guilty of 10 charges related to influence peddling and faces up to 20 years in prison. He is awaiting sentencing. Fugees were formed in 1990 and released acclaimed studio albums in 1994 and 1996. The trio's biggest success came from the cover of Killing Me Softly. Hill has performance scheduled for June 9th in Virginia and June 17th in Illinois. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes daily. And thanks for listening.